Go ahead. All right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, August 29th, 2023. It's 10:34 a.m. We'll call this meeting to order. We will begin our meeting today, as always, today with an invocation led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alford, if you feel led to rise.
I'd like to say a special prayer for our fellow commissioner. He's under the weather, and that's why he's not here. He's been here 2 weeks, but everybody put him in our prayers. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you. I pray for Commissioner Pierce and his family. I pray for this court and all those that are ill and sick and more struggles. I pray for our elected officials and their families. I pray for the staff of this county. I pray for the citizens that we continue our prosperity and your will, that you continue to bless this county. I ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Let's say the pledge in unison. Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin with a time of public comment. If there's anybody present in the courtroom who wishes to comment on any of the items that are on today's agenda, you may approach the lectern. If you're attending remotely, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing nothing, we'll move on to items under purchasing. Item A is consider and approve specifications for invitation for bid for a term contract for aviation fuel for Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Item B is consider and approve execute receive and file a contract extension for road building materials for Jefferson County with Gulf Coast, a CRH company, Martin Marietta Materials, Inc., and Vulcan Construction Materials, LLC, for an additional 55 days to expire on October 31st, 2023, with pricing increases due to material pricing, as shown in Attachment A. Do you have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Alford and Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, we have several items. Item A is to consider and approve a budget transfer for parks for additional costs for materials and equipment. And the amount is $16,340. Item B is to consider and approve budget transfer for the sheriff for replacement of a wrecked vehicle in the amount of $46,000. Item C is to consider and approve a budget transfer for juvenile detention for additional costs for food and repairs in the amount of $16,000. Item D is consider an approved budget transfer for the Marine Division for replacement of an AC unit in the amount of $8,000. Item E is to receive and file a grant award from the High Intensity Drug Trafficking Area Program for $16,200 with no match required, which will aid in the investigation and prosecution of drug offenses in our region. Item F is to consider and approve a renewal of the Title IV-E Child Welfare and Legal Services contract with the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services, with the renewal dates being October 1st, 2023 through September 30th, 2024. Item G is to consider and approve electronic disbursement for $936,435.54 to the State Comptroller for intergovernmental transfer for Jefferson County Local Provider Participation Fund for the Uncompensated Care Program. And item H is regular county bills, check numbers 509395 through 509601. Do you have a motion on those items under auditing?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Erickson. Any discussion?
Gee, is that a part of that project that we had on last week, Fran?
Yes.
Okay.
The local DLPDF.
Yes, sir. Mr. Eric. Okay.
Day after?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under tax office, we have a couple of items. Item A is consider and approve an erroneous or overpayment property tax refund to Kent Laverne in the amount of $5,205.12 in accordance with property tax code 31.11. Item B is consider and approve an erroneous or overpayment property tax refund to Hudson Title Group LLC South Lake Escrow Account in the amount of $6,249.87 in accordance with property tax code section 31.11. And item C is consider and approve an erroneous or overpayment property tax refund to Hudson Title Group LLC South Lake Escrow Account in the amount of $5,591.86 in accordance with property tax code 31.11. Do I have a motion on those items under tax assessment?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Senegal. Any discussion?
It's go back to all that big money in Jefferson County, huh?
Although, I'll tell you what, I've never had a problem with paying my taxes twice. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. We have one item under the Sheriff's Department to consider and possibly approve a resolution recognizing Sean Miller for 16 years and 3 months of service to Jefferson County Sheriff's Department and wishing him well in his retirement. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioners Alford and seconded by Commissioner Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it, and he did not show up today. Under County Clerk, we have three items. Item A is consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file an amended order calling for a constitutional amendment, special and joint election to be held on November 7, 2023, which is being amended to reflect changes in election day polling locations. Item B is consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file an amended order calling for the special election of ESD number 5 to be held on November 7, 2023. It's being amended to reflect changes in election day polling locations. And item C is consider, execute, receive, and file notice calling for the constitutional amendment, special and joint election for November 7, 2023. Do I have a motion on those items under County Clerk? Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And lastly, under Engineering Department, we have a couple of items. Item A is to consider and possibly approve a minor plat of Mason Estates addition of subdivision out of and part of the James Garris Senior Abstract Number 24, Jefferson County, Texas, located off South Pine Island Road in Precinct 1. It is in the city of Beaumont ETJ, and it's met all of Jefferson County and the city of Beaumont's plating requirements. Item B is to execute, receive, and file a utility permit to AT&amp;T Communications for the purpose of constructing, maintaining, or repairing a utility or common carrier pipeline for the distribution of fiber optic conduit along Jefferson County roads in Precinct Number 4. And item C is to execute, receive, and file a utility permit to AT&amp;T for the purpose of constructing, maintaining, or repairing a utility or common carrier pipeline for the distribution of fiber optic conduit along Jefferson County roads in Precinct Number 2. Do I have a motion on those items under Engineering? Moved by Commissioner Erickson.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it, and that completes our regular agenda. Is there any member of the court who wishes to bring anything to the attention of the public without our taking action? Or any elected official?
Just want to bring this to the attention of the court. We have had to modify some of our polling locations for Election Day. We've done a lot of extra work in working with BISD for this area, and we're struggling with that in some areas. They're concerned for safety, and so we are working hard to find as many options as possible. So just want y'all to be aware of that. OC Taylor is one that they decided to not allow us to use this year, and we have a new list, so.
Can you distribute that to the members of the court, please?
I'll gladly send it out.
Anything else? All right, well, we certainly thank you all for being here today. Please be mindful of the fact that we although we've gotten a little bit of rain, it was very little. And, you know, vegetative matter still extremely dry, the ground's still real cracked, and so we appreciate avoiding outdoor burning, don't flick cigarettes out the window, and because we've had to respond to a lot of fires late at night lately, some of them caused by homeless encampments, some by cigarettes, some we're not sure what caused them, but our fire departments are pretty overworked, so we'd appreciate y'all giving, you know, trying to help them avoid getting out on calls. Thankfully, they've been able to contain all the fires in Jefferson County and have done a wonderful job, which we appreciate. All right. If nothing further, then we are adjourned.
Miss Clerk, we need to talk.